Rapture Weekend, Rapture Centric Church. I'm super hammered today, okay? It is a glorious day. Hi, Jerry.
I mean, okay. Hi. It is. Definitely.
Welcome, Ben, Duncan, to the chat room, and Carol. Love you, Carol. And Gemma, and Liquid Nature. How you doing? Love you, sweetie. And Michelle, and Rojo, and Jer, who's on the line, too, and Billy. And, yes, all the chocolate IVs are going. welcome on the line. I'm going to mute you in just a minute. There's something crazy we have to share. And Alana, love you, and Tana, and Leah, and Keith. So I'm going to let you guys on in just a second. I'm going to unmute everyone. I'm so excited to hear everything everybody has to say. And there's a couple people new to the chat room. You ought to call in. Again, this is not a part, you know, this is not a passive church service. This is, let me just state what we are, Rapture-centric church. This is the Lord Jesus Christ. This is his church. He is our pastor. And we are simply bouncers. I'm hosting. Tomorrow, Tana's hosting. Different people host. The focus and emphasis is on the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, hence the name Rapture Centric Church. We are obsessed with his return. We know he's coming, and we are a body of people that he's put together to encourage one another as we see the day approaching and to show off our King and for him to show us off, because that's what a good groom does. And a good bride shows him off. So please don't be shy. Call in. Share your Jesus rapture stories. Share your Jesus stories as well, because it's all about him. And welcome, Tana, to the chat room as well. And Liquid Nature, I've seen you on YouTube. You're awesome. I follow your comments. I oftentimes think the same way about your comments that you're thinking. So welcome, everybody. We are a family, so if you're new in the chat room and people are loving on you, don't let it scare you. There's a kissing icon, and I kiss everybody, and I think I scared someone away the other day. you know, we love you, and the Lord loves you, and this wedding is all about love, and it's a pure love. You know, the traditional church has separated men from women. It's the most ridiculous thing ever. They separate teenagers from parents. They just do all kinds of weird separations. Listen, we're the body. We have all different ages in this church fellowship. We have male and female, and we're brothers and sisters, and there's nothing dirty and gross about it. Hi, Katie. Katie's in the chat room. Welcome. You know, in the church, the way it used to be, it's like, ooh, guys can't talk to girls if they're married, and just, you know, ridiculous things. The Lord, we don't follow any of those silly religious rules here. Be sure and call in. We're all brothers and sisters, and we're crazy about the Lord, and we're crazy about one another. So I just wanted to give that little warning in chat, because as I'm seeing some new people hop in, we are close. But we're not trendy. We don't have clicks. Everyone is loved here by our pastor and, you know, by the people here, okay? And we're just, we have the love of God in us, and sometimes it makes you look a little kooky. okay, Liquid, he has to go to work. We're glad you stopped by. Love you. So, anyway, Katie's in chat. That's so cool. She has her her Wi-Fi back and everything, because they got all that worked out. So welcome, Katie. What a treat to have you. Let's see. A bunch of guests are popped in the chat room. Welcome. This is the most exciting weekend since the Lord fell on my son, in my opinion, and made him a prophet to announce the timing of the rapture. And I liked a video to my channel today that Andre Neon sent me, and I will post it in chat as well. I encourage everyone to watch it. The Lord, basically, long story short, if you don't want to watch the video, it's posted to my likes on the Rapture Kitty channel. Did you like that, Jerry? Did you get a chance to watch it?
I did, and it matches very much with some things he's led me to believe.
Awesome. Okay. Well, I want to hear what you have to say. But basically, the man speaking in the video, he said, that he saw the book in heaven of the end of times. There was a book in heaven the Lord showed him. It's called End of Time. And he showed him this vision in 2006, and it said 2012 to 2014, right, Jerry?
That's right.
And so meaning that's when the trib starts and that's, you know, that's it. We leave. When we leave, that marks the end of times, guys. We have to leave first before the end of times can be marked. So that's really cool because he landed on my son in 2013 and said he was coming this year. So a year from November 19th, we're still in 2013. But you can think it's 2014 if you want. That's okay. You know, we don't have to agree over – nobody has to believe everything that I believe, you know. I know it's out there, but, you know, if you want to think it's 2014, that's fine, okay? Call in. We love you. But the Lord has shown a lot of people it's 2013. He told a little prophet it's still 2013 until he gets here. So when he raptures his bride, then your calendar can go to the next year, okay, people? He doesn't lie. He doesn't play games. None of these dates that people have been given, unless admittedly they're lying about them, then are false dates. When they come and go, it makes you a jackass. You have a really big crown for believing everything the Lord tells you. We'll understand it all in a blink of an eye. And if there's anyone new listening, I'm just sharing this. The purpose of the show is for you to call in and share with us. And I'm hosting it today, and I have a huge thing to share. And I don't even know where to start. It's getting so overwhelming. And the Lord let me know, August 5th, I made my last video about all things concerning the rapture. I've made videos since then, but they're funny ones with my cats. You know, I do. I'm a goofball, okay? God made me goofy. And so I play around. I have just a silly bride. And I've made silly ones, but the last video I made, you know, regarding Prophetic Sub was August 5th. I didn't know at the time that was my last video on YouTube, but the Lord gave me a sense and a knowing that you're done. And then he told me again, you're done. I wanted to make some more videos. He said, you're done. And then when I tried to make them, they didn't go up, which never happens. My videos always work, you know. And so it's just a few times they haven't, but for the most part, I don't really have a lot of tech demons when it comes to YouTube. Basically why I'm saying all of this is that the Lord has been giving me tons of things. I could have made a zillion videos since August 5th with all the stuff he's doing, but the sense I'm getting from the Lord is that this is our pearl. This is reserved for rapture-centric church. This is reserved for people with childlike faith, and he doesn't want the whole world knowing the deep revelations that he's going to start giving right here before he comes. I think he's coming this weekend. I know he's coming now. I know we're going to be out of here. If we're here Monday, okay, I'm not tripping because I know it's now. But I'm being rewarded for what he's showing me now, and he's showing me we're out of here now. And I'm going to tell you how. I'm going to tell you I'm going to elaborate on that, but let me just catch my breath, okay? you guys, okay, so basically what I'm trying to say is the things that I'm sharing now, I'm only sharing at Rapture-Centric Church. I'm not making videos. I was dying to make some videos, but the Lord told me again last night, he said, these are not things I want everybody to know. I'm not letting everybody know this stuff anymore through my people. And it's interesting because Katie's not making any more videos. It doesn't seem like, I mean, maybe she will, but I don't know. And Jerry, he never had made one, but I just noticed that a lot of people are slowing down. And so here's what's going on, you guys. A whole bunch of stuff, but I'll just tell you one right now. I'm overwhelmed right now with the Lord's presence. And I had a pretty busy day scheduled, and the Lord stopped it all, and I haven't been able to get out of bed. I even had a pizza ordered so I didn't have to cook for my son. And I had it delivered, I mean. And I had some of the nieces here. I had kids here today, and the Lord cleared everything out, okay? And he had me lay in my bed, and this is what the Lord wanted today. And so I was laying here, and I'm in stage 5 of the rapture-centric condition, which is the last stage before he comes to get us. And please don't feel bad if you are feeling completely out of it in terms of this world and anything concerning this world, if you're just done. Because this is a blessing from the Lord. It's a sign that you're in the last stage of the rapture-centric condition, whose only cure is the rapture. Okay, with that said, So because I've had so many crazy supernatural things happen lately, I've been calling Jerry a lot because he's available. And I really appreciate that, Jerry, that I can do that. Jerry is married with 3 kids. He's a very busy person, okay? One girl that they just sent off to college. The other 2 girls are home, high school and middle school, and he's a busy guy.
You know, but
thank you, Jerry, for being my friend, because this has been meant a lot to me.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're very welcome.
And Jerry's family allows him to be a part of all this. Jerry's family has blessed Bill.
Right.
So that's really cool. Even though not everyone in the family is rapture-centric, they've blessed him being able to be a part of all this and spend a considerable amount of time, you know, doing the show and stuff. So thank you, Jerry, for your family, and God bless your girls and your wife and your whole family. And were you going to say something before I start?
I was going to say that one of the reasons we've been able to talk so much is because the Lord has sort of aligned our schedules. Like today, we both had plans to do one thing, and then both of our plans changed, and then we were available at the same time. It was he's been doing stuff like that, and that's one of the reasons sometimes we sound like Twinkies, just because he's been making that happen.
Yeah, totally ridiculous. Like, seriously, Jerry told me, he goes, okay, I've got a busy day planned today. I'll try to make it to the show. And I said, me too. I've got to go take the kids. We're going this. We're going to go to a soccer game, and then we're going to go to this. And then I called Jerry, and I said, Jerry, I'm flat on my back. God stopped everything. He goes, you're not going to believe this. Me too. Everything stopped, and I'm back in bed. And I was like, wow. Because I said, you don't understand what God's showing me. Like, you're not going to believe this. And he's like, what? And I go, oh, my God, I'm so glad I had someone to tell this to, because this is just, you know, I mean, you just can't make this stuff up, you guys. Okay, so long story short, something did happen, you know, with the CME. We're in the CMEs, it's about a 27-hour time frame where they cause earthquakes, and we're in about the third. No, we're in about the 16th hour of it, Jerry, right now, hour 16 or so of that Earth-glancing CME. So we've had a 5.6 in Mexico Earth. The 5.6 Mexico and earthquake. So the Lord was right about warning us on Saturday. The 5.6 earthquake in Mexico today is causing the magma chamber to rise at Yellowstone. And then we had the 6.1 at the Canary Islands, was it, Jerry?
Easter Island.
So that was a result of the CME as well, and there's going to be more shaking. There's more little ones, but those are the two biggies I think that I caught today. Did you catch anything more?
And I haven't noticed anything that wasn't already occurring. But definitely the one at Easter Island happened about just after that CME started to register on all the solar instruments, and that fits the pattern very well. And then the Mexican one was later, but still obviously about the middle of it.
Okay. Okay, so this is a huge weekend, you guys, and I'm really glad everyone's saying that they're in bed too. They've been in bed today too, Carol, Michelle, but of course Michelle worked all night. but that's interesting because good job, Carol. She's fighting the good fight. Yeah, good job. Yep. Okay, so the Lord totally stopped everything with all the children that I was, you know, all the things I do as a mom and stuff like that. And I was laying in bed, and the Lord had me go look at my phone because I was just, okay, honest to goodness, I'm sitting here waiting for the Lord to come. That's how strong I feel he's coming now, okay? And in my sitting, I was kind of bored. I was just kind of, I don't know how to describe it. Do you guys get that while you're waiting for the rapture? I've just never been so bored in my life. I mean, I'm excited about the Lord, but I've never been in a position where I'm so bored. I'm a busy person before the Lord fell on my son. If I'm not out biking 100 miles, I'm correcting papers for school, or I'm hosting play dates. I was bored, okay? So I'm sitting in my bed. And I just decided, because I was bored, I was going to look at my alarm. By the way, my alarm went off at 5:01 a.m. this morning. And so he did set my alarm for Saturday. But so because I was bored, out of my mind, yes, Carol, out of my mind, I wanted to go look at the alarm that the Lord set on my phone. And I I was once again floored. The Lord didn't just set it for Saturday, you guys. He set it for the weekend. And earlier in the week when I talked to Jerry, because he remembers. I'm glad he remembered, because, I mean, you guys might think I'm making this stuff up if you didn't know the whole story. But I told him when my alarm was set, it highlighted Saturday and Sunday. But I didn't see that initially because, see, the Lord made sure I had a new phone, so I'm not totally sure all about this phone. Okay, it's a really nice phone. It's a smartphone. It's the Galaxy, the new Mini 5. And so it's – or 4, I don't know, whatever. It's a good phone, okay? It's not an iPhone, but it – and the thing is I just haven't had a lot of time to fiddle with it and play with it, and I'm kind of glad because he set the alarm on my phone, as you all know, for Saturday. But what I didn't know was he set it for Saturday and Sunday. Okay, so when I went in there to look, the Lord just prompted me as I was sitting here in my boredom, you know, on the bed. Because when the Lord stopped talking to me, I'm totally bored, okay? So I wasn't hearing anything, and he wasn't directing me to any videos to watch or any news things. And I was just sitting here literally looking up at the ceiling going, when are you going to get here, you know? So I'm playing with my phone. I look at the alarm, and here's the thing, guys. Here's what he showed me. Okay, so I freaked out. I called Jerry. I said, Jerry, my alarm is set for Sunday as well. When the Lord said it, you guys, he said it for 2 days. That's why the Saturday and the Sunday were highlighted. And remember, Jerry, I told you they were both highlighted, but I didn't know they were both set.
Exactly, yeah. It didn't make any sense at the time.
Yeah. So he highlighted this weekend, and my alarm's set to go off again tomorrow at 5:01 a.m. So it went off at 5:01 a.m. this morning, totally woke me up, but that's not the end of it. When it woke me up, I was really out of it because I was in a deep sleep at 5:01 because I stayed up late because I'm waiting for their Lord to come because feels like when he first fell on little John. I know he's coming now. So I'm like seriously, we got to a point where we would just say, I'm going to bed. I'm not staying up all night anymore. I know you're coming, but now I'm back to all night again because I know he's coming, okay? So he woke me up out of a dead sleep with this alarm. The alarm went off, and I'm like, what the heck is that? And then I remembered. I went, oh, yeah, so I had to go find my phone, and the Lord set it to go off every 5 minutes. So I was, like, looking for my phone, and I fully expected something. I'm like, okay, Lord, you sounded the alarm. What's happening? I expected earthquakes, and then I got an email from Jerry. There was a 6.1. And so when I further investigated my phone, I noticed that he set it, again, he set it for 5:01 Saturday and 5:01 a.m. for Sunday. And the Lord also was having fun with my ringtone for my alarm. I noticed what he checked, and you guys are going to find this very cool. Are you ready for this? Okay. When the Lord set my alarm, he set the alarm type he set up was melody, and he could have chosen vibration, but the Lord chose melody. And then the alarm tone that woke me up, there's like 50 alarm tones you could choose from. The one that the Lord chose was called Morning Flower Alarm. Okay.
Sure.
Anyway, and so, you guys, I don't know what to tell you, okay? I didn't do this. I didn't make any of this up, and the Lord's telling me he's doing it. So on top of all of this, I'm feeling him telling me he's coming, he's coming, he's coming. And as a joke, in late-night chat, some of us get a little bit silly, okay? We just love God, all right? Whatever, just don't judge us. We're just fun people with great personalities. Okay, so I was making a joke about how I'm sick of hearing the word today because the Lord's been saying he's coming today since like February. So I'm like, I don't ever want to hear that word again. And we were joking in chat, like maybe he can change the word today to something else. So I said randomly that he should call it flower, okay? So people that were in chat, Jerry remembered it. Maybe Billy remembers it. Maybe I said, let's just call it flower. Maybe Michelle remembers it. But yeah, okay, so Michelle remembers that. Okay, so anyway, you guys, out of all the ringtones he could have chosen, he chose that one, okay? And my alarm was just set for Saturday and Sunday. And then I went further to investigate to see what else the Lord was up to on my phone, okay? And he could have pressed the repeat Wheatley button, but he didn't. So as far as I know, my alarm is only set for 5:01 tomorrow as well. But what's so crazy is, that's when the asteroid's, you know, coming through, the RC, and then that's the date that Jerry has been given and a lot of other people. So, guys, this is a sounding the alarm weekend from the Lord. This isn't like me sitting here making this up. I really don't do stuff like this, honestly. The Lord really, I mean, Jerry, when I talk to you, I try to downplay stuff, don't I? Because I just can't, I'm sort of in shock. You know what I'm saying? But I know it's
right. Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing is, you're a garage kid, but, you're a garage kid in a way that reflects how the stuff he says to you and shows you. You don't really go looking for these things at all, unlike some of the other of us who are more dependent on the garage fumes. But joking. But you don't seek these things out. This is all stuff that comes to you. And I just want to say here before I forget, Michelle, when you talked about the flower, Michelle mentioned, was it a trumpet? And she wanted to know if the sound was a trumpet. But what it reminded me of was that I believe it's the Hebrew. I can't remember sure. I think it's the Hebrew. But in the Bible, the word for trumpet is basically the same word as lily, because the shape of a lily is the shape of a trumpet.
Wow.
So.
Okay, that's really sad. I don't know what to tell y'all. He's coming, okay? You can go ahead and run out in your neighborhood and yell to everybody the Lord's coming in your pajamas if you want. I mean, you know what? Go ahead and, just do it. I don't know what to tell y'all. I can't even function. I'm just I'm telling you, yes, I am stoned. Like Stephen was stoned. Okay, he was stoned. That's how God took him to heaven. He was stoned, and he was really stoned as they were throwing stones at him. He was looking up with a big smile on his face. So don't think all these people that are martyred are depressed. They're freaking thrilled. And you know what, you guys. Okay, so there's been a zillion other things going on. I can't really talk about it because I want other people to talk. But, Jerry, can you just highlight some things? I just can't even keep count of it all that he's doing with the numbers. And...
Yeah. Yeah, I want to add that I think I said this the other night, but I realized, even though it seems totally obvious, when we spoke about this even yesterday and the Saturday, and I mentioned that the Lord had given me a private word, which – quite a while ago, that was separate from the word he gave me for August 25th. And he said, August, he just, out of the blue, in a very similar fashion, he actually said to me, I'm coming on August 24th. And he told me not to say anything, and I asked him, well, what does that mean? And I said, you mean you're coming to Earth? And he said, yes. And that didn't make any sense to me, and I'm sure even... don't find the scripture for it because I don't think you're gonna. But the thing is, he told me not to say anything. Well, okay. So yesterday I mentioned that the Saturday today is in fact on the Julian calendar, which Judy and Little John have been directed to. Is in fact the 24th of August on the Julian calendar. Well, tomorrow, that makes tomorrow the 25th, and that goes back to all the things that he led me to about the 25th. So that's huge, because just to review briefly, the 25th, excuse me, the 25th is... He said to me one day, August 25th, and in the morning, and I'm like, August 25th, what's that? I mean, at the time it was May. We were thinking we're out of here in any day. And so what's August 25th? So I didn't know, obviously it was very memorable, but I didn't know what to make of it. And I looked at it on the calendar, okay, August 25th, whatever. And then I didn't see anything obvious, and so I went on. And then later that day, I was looking at a YouTube video, and totally by accident, my cursor scrolled over the title of exactly one YouTube video, which is I normally don't do. And the date that it was posted was in the title, which is not normal. And it said, And it was dated, and that was the first thing in the title, was August 25th, 2013. And it could have been any video, right? But the title of the video was Trumpet Blows for the Rapture. Okay, so tomorrow is August 25th, Julian.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, now I'll go ahead and do a little bit. I'll throw in a little bit more of my Garage Kid stuff. Michelle mentioned a couple of weeks ago about the Enoch calendar, and she had been looking at things and aligning different calendars and days and what have you. And and she was looking at that, and so I started poking around, and I finally found one place where they say that they've tabulated all this, and the Enoch calendar is a real thing, and it really did exist. It was used, and it's documented, and there's a little bit of controversy of exactly how, but this particular website is somebody who's posted the Book of Enoch and some of the other, like Jasher, the ones that are referenced in the Gospels that are not in the Bible. And so I looked at it, and I had a page pulled up, and, you know, it's basically the calendar for the current September, and I'm looking like, okay, first month, you know, it's actually, you know, seventh month, and there was a question about, I'm not sure why the Sabbaths are listed on Sunday. I don't get that. So, but then I almost was ready to give up on it. And then, I try not to have too many windows open. There's this thing, Enoch Calendar Details. So I clicked on the details, and I started looking, and they have things for each day for the entire year. There's a table. And guess what? The 15th, which is the Monday, the Sunday-Monday thing, and 7 days from Monday, the 15th is on the Enoch calendar, the way they've got it, the Feast of Trumpets. And and if you take that day on the calendar and just look at the 15th, okay, so a day that you think not, well, if you're not using the Enoch calendar, you won't think that. So this is I'm throwing this out there to the people who really follow the Feast of Trumpets. Uh-oh, I just made a mistake. They follow the Feast of Trumpets idea. You know, why don't you try the Enoch calendar on for size, and then we can go on the 15th instead of the 25th. Just saying. Oh, gosh. Uh-oh. I lost all the info. Okay, I'll have to go fix that back up. But anyway, the bottom line is the Enoch calendar has things on the...
No!
What
the Enoch calendar is, Jerry. The Enoch calendar. Did she just tell him, because other people might not know what the Enoch calendar is. Because remember, the God said we're going to walk like Enoch walked. And my last video on August 5th, I didn't know it was my last one. It says we're going to walk like Enoch walked. How uncanny is that? I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. I mean, you just can't. Like, I didn't plan. I'm not some big mastermind trying to plan all this. These are not coincidences. This is the Lord. But tell everybody what the Enoch calendar is.
Okay, so the Enoch calendar is the time used in the time of Noah, I believe, and it's the 364-day calendar. And they break the calendar up into quarters, and then they add days as necessary. So basically, all the months are 30 days, and then they have to add four more days, one on each quarter. And then they have other periods of time, like successive years, where they add days in the middle or on the end to make up for, to keep it up with the solar passage. But anyway, it's a real thing and people have found it. But anyway, so the whole point is on this Enoch calendar, it displays the 15th, not the 25th, as Feast of Trumpets. Okay, so what I want to do is take you back through, if we look at The 15th is the Feast of Trumpets as a potential rapture date, not a translation date where we walk like Enoch. Okay? Let's put it this way. Let's just say we poof out of here on the 7th on Sunday. Okay, so 7 days later, according to what little John and Judy were told, is the rapture. And there's a time frame. It could be up to 14 days and so on. But let's just go with the 7 days, which they were told directly. Okay, so that's the 14th. Then there are 3 days of darkness according to what they were told. So that's the 15th and the 16th and the 17th. And remember, in the Hebrew days start in the evening. So the evening of the 14th begins Feast of Trumpets on the Enoch calendar. Okay, so 3 days of darkness, 15, 16, 17. Then 18, according to what they were told, there's a very severe meteor storm, which is going to do a lot of damage and probably takes down the defense system of the satellite-based defense system in the United States, which allows for the next day, on the 19th, for a nuclear attack on this country the way they were shown. Okay? The 19th is the 24th of Elul. And the thing that's interesting about the 24th of Elul, it is the day that Haggai, it's the day that Haggai and the people of Israel at the time commenced work to rebuild. They gathered their materials during that month, but they were all convicted to actually do it beginning on the 24th day of this month, the sixth month. And this is a big deal because it also mentions Joshua and Zerubbabel, who are associated in some form with the two witnesses. And so the conviction that the United States is, basically if the rapture, they've got a few days of darkness, meteor storm, and then on the 24th you could see that the people of Israel would get back. Now, spiritually speaking, their temple is still their bodies also, and because they may recognize after the rapture who in fact their Messiah is. So they may actually rebuild their spiritual temples rather than a physical building, or perhaps they start a physical building. But in either case, that timeline fits the scenario, and it connects it to a day that's specifically mentioned in Scripture. So I think that gets the idea across. Anyway, we're both hammered, and there's a lot to this.
We're so
and this is
drunk. We're trying to pull each other up. Like, are you still standing? Back it up.
That's right. That's basically it. And so physically and every other way, so this is huge, and he's making a very, very powerful sign, and he's put giant exclamation points on it, and especially today, now that we understand why there were 2 days set on that alarm, which there's no way Judy accomplished while she was on the show. And the only thing we didn't really understand, we didn't understand the significance of Sunday, but we also didn't understand the significance of the 501 because it was right about 5 o'clock her time while she in the evening when she was, is that right? Yeah. When you were doing the show and the alarm first popped up. It happened in the middle of the show.
Yeah.
So it was right about 5 o'clock. So we thought the 501 was set from the moment it happened during the show. And instead, it turned out to be 5:01 a.m. when it was going to go off. So, but other than that, he's made it very clear, and we had understanding. And now, everything makes sense. But anyway, the point is, this is a super powerful sign, and he's put exclamation points on it. And then I dug around a little bit, and then I tripped across. It was just this week. I've had that Enoch calendar thing up in my browser for about 2 weeks, and it was just 2 days ago I clicked on the details and saw the offset and where that calendar declared Feast of Trumpets. And so it may not be Hebrew Feast of Trumpets. It could be the Enoch calendar Feast of Trumpets, which would for a rapture, okay? And what is more appropriate to figure things out on the basis of in our group, because we're supposed to walk like Enoch and quite probably tomorrow.
Or today.
Or today.
Yeah. I'll read what Ben Duncan in chat has been listening to music all day. And a lot of songs he's been listening to have so much meaning pertaining to the rapture. So I'm going to read some lyrics and then give us some more garage stuff, Jerry. There's nothing here. Here it goes. There's nothing here to cling to, nothing more to prove. I'm walking on a wire with nothing left to lose. If this is where you want me, this is where I'll be, holding out till you come back to me. Amen. Good stuff.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yep. So I was trying to get that word tomorrow thrown in there for Bill, who likes that word.
Yeah.
So, hey, Bill.
Throwing
tomorrow out there for you.
Bill likes tomorrow. He's a tomorrow guy. I love Billy.
You know, there's, I don't know, maybe a little bit more stuff, but that I'm just so, this stuff is so, oh, there is more stuff. Jeannie and I were speaking a little while ago in trying to process the timing. And I was intrigued at first by the fact that, you know, Jeannie was saying that, you know, reminding me that the last day that the Lord had her do a video for him was on the 5th of August. And so I asked, well, when did you start doing videos with Little John on the other channel? And she said December 5th. So we started doing the math, and it turned out to be 8 months. And then, you know, we're so hammered and so out of it and what have you, lack of focus, that I didn't even think to add the extra month, which is where we're at right now, which makes 9 months. Okay.
See, guys, so we're not overdue. Even though we're feeling overripe right now, we're not. It's actually 9 months exactly. Okay, 9 months in one day, right?
nine months in one day. But check this out. I was doing a little Garage Kid stuff just before the show, and it turns out that from December 5th, I'm trying to see this, so I know what their answer is. I'm just trying to get myself tuned in here. But anyway, from December 5th to December 5th to tomorrow, Bill, just having fun, is 277 days. So the conventional, that's not from conception, but that's the conventional way of counting a gestation period. And so 280 days is the classic number, 9 months. Okay, but guess what?
Okay.
So that's 276 days. Yeah, 276 days. Hold on. 277 days. Anyway, so the point is, guess what's day 280? Oh, that's 9/11. So from the first day that Judy and Little John made a video when the Lord had fallen on him, his first video was posted on the 5th of December. Exactly 280 days later is 9/11.
Wow. So, you know, there's so much more, you guys. Me and Jerry don't want to take up the whole show because I want to let everyone on right now. So, but, I mean, there's more. There's actually more. We could spend, I mean, there's a lot more that we've been talking about numbers-wise and stuff, but let's just let other people talk now. I'm going to unmute Surabel. I'm glad you're here. I'm going to unmute Tana. Glad you're here. And Grandma Pat, wonderful to have you. Keith. Mia, wonderful to have you here too. And Keith and Alana. And there you go. Everyone's unmuted. If you have anything to share, please share. Please share. And jump in, Jerry, if you want to do more garage stuff.
Yeah, I'll just throw in one quick thing while people kind of get themselves collected, and that's that every one of my kids was born, I think was born early.
Mm-hmm.
The first two definitely were. And each, there's something unique about their birthdays and the way the numbers work out. It's they're all, even numbers are all odd numbers. It's very, when you look at it, it's kind of cool. I'm just saying, all my babies have been born at least a little bit, you know, before the classic term. So,
yeah.
That's
I flopped in the snow. That's the only reason Scott came on time. My firstborn, I fell in the snow like, and he came on time.
I was born at 5 o'clock in the evening. There's a fire.
No, I've been hammered all day. I mean, just, I was going to go to church with someone, and I've just been weak and dizzy and out of it all day long. But at 7 o'clock, I came to walk in here, listen to this, and to go on the computer because I check things out before I call in to the show. So as I'm walking out, this commercial is on. It says, Grandpa, I was just like you. I died and I came back. And then the song comes on. You know how we play? I'm going home. I'm going home.
Wow.
And I was, like, freaking out.
Yeah.
I said, you're playing that song now, and they're talking about a near-death experience, and they're going home. I says, boy,
wow.
Is that appropriate.
That's prophetic. Definitely.
That's incredible. I mean, just, he, like you guys, like Judy and Jerry are saying, he just does this stuff to you. You didn't look for it, you didn't ask for it, but bam, it's right in your face.
Yep.
Love it. Love
sure.
it.
And you guys, there's things that I can't tell you because of privacy, because of just certain things I can't say because of, I just can't, but I'm just telling you, the Lord is doing a lot to tell us he's coming, okay?
Oh, sure.
And it's not because, it's just for safety purposes, I'm a parent and stuff,
right.
But I'm telling you, the Lord,
right.
he is doing things out of the box, and he is coming,
yeah.
and he's coming now. So be excited
yeah.
about this weekend and this month, and, I mean, all signs are pointing, and, you know, Sarah Bell, you're on the line. Did you have something to share? Okay, she's probably just listening. I just know that she doesn't call in often, so I wanted to give her a chance. But, yeah, okay, so what else is going on, people?
Volcano in Hawaii has gone off? Threatening homes? Just on? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right, you guys, that's right. What Pat's saying is true, that the people that live in Hawaii have been watching the lava flow, and it looks like they need to evacuate
yeah.
now. They weren't thinking that the
yes.
lava was gonna wipe out that little area, 200 homes or something, but it looks like
whatever.
It, yeah, they
yeah,
need
they
to
have
move
to get
now,
out.
So.
Yeah.
So, you know,
oh.
they were trying to not do that, but God's trying to wake people up, and you know.
He sure is.
The ones that, yeah.
He sure is.
There's just a finality in everything he's doing. Like, the fact that he's not letting me post videos, I really felt like he's like, they don't deserve to know this. Like he just doesn't want everyone to know the stuff that, you know what I'm saying, you guys? Like, he just, he doesn't want it broadcast everywhere. All these amazing
right.
details. And not that a ton of people watch my videos anyway, but for whatever reason, I had to be obedient. And he's like, don't, I don't want any more of what I'm showing you. You can share it at RCC, but you're done. And I'm telling you, he's speaking a ton, okay? He's just, like, I'm overwhelmed, and just be excited and
oh, yeah.
and make sure you have all your letters done if you're leaving letters. Make sure,
okay,
you know, you guys, yeah, just make sure. I've cinched up some more details with my sister, you know, just to make sure I have a person she's calling that I really love who she's going to call when we disappear. It's on the fridge, that number. She's going to our house. You know, just really cinching up the details about what needs to be done as soon as we poof. And, you know, talking like it's going to happen now. So we've done this before, but this is like it. Like, I haven't felt this urgency since he first fell on my son and gave us the first couple
wow.
days.
Wow.
I'm telling you, I am, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, and yes. I was reading the book of Esther today, and she, you know, how she was being primed and cared for 12 months, a year.
Yeah.
So I was just thinking the last Feast of Trumpets was September, and then a year being this Feast of Trumpets. For us.
Yeah.
Wow.
We also, it was coming last year, Feast of Trumpets, and now, so it's another year. So we've all been getting ready with our spices and myrrh and all that stuff and perfumes to be ready to meet our King today.
Amen.
This month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I was reading that Visions of Heaven. Man, boy, that book just, it's rocking my world. It's just, God just, he delivered the book to me to read because I saw a hand from heaven showing that he, like in a vision, that he gave me the book to read, and it's so obvious because it's so wild. Like today the chapter was about how Jesus took her up into the heavenlies, and she got to see all the apostle, you know, like the pastors that are running the churches, and then you know, they were up on the battlefield, up on a mountain, trying to fight the enemy. The enemy was coming, but they couldn't see the enemy for a while, so they were up there on the mountain by themselves. But the pastors and stuff, the main people out there, were not getting along at all with the seers and the visionaries, which are our group. And Jesus was saying how our group is the most powerful group out of all of them, but yet none of the rest of the church was listening to these visionaries. And he said because of it, they were being taken out by the enemy because they weren't paying attention to what the visionaries were saying that were warning them
right.
of things. And he said it was just, he was seeing some of these pastors and stuff being taken out because they were not listening to these visionaries. And he said if they only would listen to the communication lines to heaven, which are the seers and the visionaries, then they would know my warnings that I'm trying to show people. And so the enemy was just slaughtering them on, you know, through like lust and just all the different sins. And then, but yet the visionaries and seers were like totally like armored up and ready, and but they weren't doing anything because, you know, the rest of the church was ignoring them. And so Jesus was really stressing how these visionaries and seers are going to have some of the greatest gifts in heaven because of their profound work that they're doing, and they will be used greatly. And, you know, coming up on the earth. So they're going to have some of the most powerful gifts, he said, out of everybody. It was really just totally amazing. It was rocking my world. I thought of RCC the whole time. It was amazing.
Wow.
Wow.
Amazing.
That's awesome.
Good.
That's really cool. Do you guys, never mind. Continue.
No, tell us. What, mommy? What?
You guys, I mean.
Tell us. You can't keep anything.
No,
come on. Spill.
You guys, let's look up Michelle. I wasn't going to say this, but I'm sorry. I just. I'll share what I was going to share in a minute. I don't know. There's not really enough time. It's kind of. But, you guys, there's no time.
Go
We're
ahead.
Leaving, you know. But anyway, Michelle needs God's help tonight to function at work. And we love you, Michelle. Lord, just give her.
Okay.
Michelle feels like, okay, here's Michelle's rapture-centric condition. She feels like she's going out of her mind. That's another symptom that you're about to leave.
Yes.
And she has
yes.
a job where she
yeah.
has to focus. So let's just lift
yeah.
her up. And she will. She'll do great. He's taking her right out of there. But, see, that's one of her symptoms.
Yep.
Billy has the same similar one as she gets. She gets that. I notice we all get different symptoms, but they're really strong. And so, Lord, we just love Michelle, and we just thank you that you're going to direct her steps tonight at work, and
yeah.
she will accomplish what you need her to accomplish until we go, and we thank you, God. It must be so hard to be that RC and to
Amen.
Go in and do what she's doing for everyone.
And to
you
have
know, for
work.
Everyone.
Yeah.
So, Lord, we ask you for an extra support network of angels, and I pray you just bring the angels in there to lift her up out of there because we're leaving. Let's leave. And,
Amen.
Yeah. And
you know how you have an anticipation for a trip, and you're so excited, and you pack and everything. And that's what we're going through right now. We're gonna be making a trip of world trips. So be excited,
you're right.
You know, and mentally just pack whatever you have to do it and enjoy it. Enjoy the preparation.
Yeah, and I think it's
just
big
like you're gonna leave.
Yeah, I think it's big that my dreams have been progressing because I don't usually have dreams or rapture dreams. And I had the waiting at the train station, then I had us all meeting in a room. And now I was raptured up. So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that
is cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not
By
just
the way,
RCC. It's so many other people getting similarities. So something's going on. We can believe it. Go ahead.
I just technical note here. I did get In the Air Tonight loaded in the studio.
You what?
Oh,
you
what?
Did. Okay,
the song,
we're gonna
yeah.
play
it's
this.
In there.
Okay, is it under I? Okay.
It should be.
Okay.
Or on the bottom, either way.
I'm gonna play this for Ben. I'm gonna play this for Ben. Here we go.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, let's give the Lord a great big shout-out because he's worthy of all of our praise. So, Lord, we love you. We love you. Come, Spirit on the Bride.
Come, Lord, can I
read you something,
Lord,
real fast?
We trust you, Lord.
Judy,
Pat,
I turned something.
Yeah, go ahead, Pat.
No, he and I said, what can I, is there something in here I can read to them? And I just turned to the page that says, give me these flowers often.
Wow.
Love you,
that's
man.
It? Give me these flowers
Judy.
Often?
Because she was says, I was giving my sacrifice, and I said, it's a flower that I'm pinning to your robe. And he says, give me these flowers often. And says,
and
it's,
the
it,
alarm
it says,
is
though
the
you
flower
added to my
alarm.
Duty. Yeah,
wow.
The flower. I just asked him to show me something, and I turned to this. Give me these flowers
oh,
often.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
oh
see, he does
God.
This.
I love
I don't
you
know
guys.
Read
I'll
that.
See you in the air.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you,
Bye.
Love you, Tana. Love you, Jerry. Love you, everybody.
Love you all.
Love you,